You're listening to Heart in the Pain podcast. What you can find in this podcast is everything, news, leaks, reviews, everything of the latest material of Marvel, DC, Disney, Star Wars, TV, comics, films, you name it. If you're new to the podcast, please hit the subscribe button or the favorite button on the Anchor app. Thank you guys for listening, and let's get started. For this episode, I'm going to be talking about my review for Spider-Man PS4. Now, for you guys that are new to the channel, one of my favorite characters is Spider-Man. So, if you haven't got a chance, if you're not a gamer, probably go to YouTube, watch the cutscenes. This Spider-Man has been long waited. I've been probably waiting for probably 2 years. Last year's E3, they kind of teased it and they delayed it. But I have been having such a amazing time playing this game. The story arc, the character arcs is amazing. Now, first, let me say, before I get into my review, Spider-Man, for right now, I don't know all the analytics, but it's the best-selling superhero game, if it's not the superhero game or Marvel game, pretty much of all times. In the UK, it has beaten, I don't know the exact copies because I know last week it was it, but they haven't updated the margin yet, but it has already beat God of War. I know God of War, don't quote me, but around 90 million, anywhere from 30 to 90 million copies this year, and Spider-Man PS4 is already margin to supersede that, so that's something that's very, very exciting. Now, I know there's so many things I need to update with you guys, and I'm waiting for the update on the analytics side. But pretty much, it's probably going to be Game of the Year. It probably will be Game of the Year, even though Red Dead is coming. I know I don't do a lot of gaming talk here on this channel, but reviewing this, being that it's a Marvel title, this is a beautiful game, hands down. What I love about it is one of the things that gaming is going to a lot, that you have to put money into the game. This is all in game unlocks. So you don't have to put any money into it. It's not like Fortnite. It's not like any of those other games. This is something that is very, very fun, and it's not even that hard. It's not that it takes the challenge away. The challenge is still there, but it just is fun. It's very realistic. Probably the web slinging is probably the best I've ever seen in a very, very long time. It is realistic. I know in the old Spider-Man games, God bless him, Peter Parker, Tobey Maguire, in those games back in the day, you could just web sling anywhere. It doesn't matter. You're not around any buildings or any tower. You can still web sling. What are you web slinging on? Nothing. But in this one, it is very, very realistic. I'm still working towards... Now, I have completed the game. I have just accomplished 100% completion on the game. But I'm still kind of just figuring out. I'm still kind of just looking throughout New York. New York is probably, being that I've been there a couple times, that is literally pretty spot on with the, you know, region and how the city outlook is. It's pretty spot on. There is some, there's a lot of Easter eggs. I don't have enough time to go through a lot of Easter eggs, but right now I'm just going to say it, the city is accurate. There is parts of the city and districts that I went to in Spider-Man that I literally went to down by the street address and everything, spot on. It's crazy. But there's so many Easter eggs. One of the biggest ones is Avengers Tower, which we knew. There's also Wakanda Embassy in there. Doctor Strange Sanctum is in there. And a couple other ones, even in some Inhuman Easter eggs. Iron Fist, Ran, Enterprises, Daredevil, all those kind of, Hell's Kitchen, all those kind of things are in there. So I love how they bring the universe in, and they do it so well. So pros and cons, I've already been kind of going over the pros. The little bit of the cons, it's not that it's not the emphasizing of these cons. Like, I don't want you to be like distracted by them. But the probably one of the things is probably better suits. It did throw me back that the black suited Spider-Man was not in there. There's around 27 plus suits. Now there's two secret suits in there, or should I say, well, yeah, there's two secret suits that not a lot of people on YouTube put them in there. But there are a lot of suits, and that's probably my only thing. The 2099 Spider-Man suit, which if you're familiar back a couple years ago, they put out that series Spider-Man 2099. That suit looks kind of weird in real life. Well, if I don't want to say real life, but in the game, it's a little bit more purple than it is blue in the comics. But you know, what are you gonna do? But that's the only thing, it really. I was so excited to get Iron Spider from Infinity War, which you got in the DLC, which you you know, registered it, and it was, I don't know, I was just a little bit dumbed down to it. Like, the suit didn't look as good as I thought it would do it. But that's a very small con. That's pretty much it. I was just more so looking for better suits. I was really looking for Miles Morales, but in this section of the review, guys, you will have a little bit of spoilers. So if you don't really care about it, just keep on listening. But I will give you a second to stop this. You can just stop it now. But before you stop it, go head on to the podcast outlets and subscribe to me, and head on over to Anchor to follow and favorite me, and to chime in, talk back button to be featured on these episodes. Tell me what you think about that. So if you don't care about spoilers, you can come on ahead. Probably some of the best character arcs I've ever seen in a Spider-Man game, as well as the soundtrack is amazing. You can hear this, you can listen to this Spider-Man PS4 soundtrack on Spotify for free. I think you should probably put Spider and then game, or Spider-Man game, to search that. But I'm pretty sure you'll find that. But the soundtrack is amazing, how it starts. And I love how in the Spider-Man game, it's not just about Spider-Man. You're playing Peter Parker at times. You're playing even Mary Jane in their character arc. The Stan Lee Easter egg in there is hilarious. And somewhat, they were trying to do, or they did well, their own version of the Sinister Six, which is probably one of the most famous Spider-Man villain teams that there is in the storyline. But I think they did very, very well in some of the boss fights, where you had to take on two of the Sinister Six at the same time. It was amazing. Like, just a combat outlay on that was amazing. They did a really good job of just taking everything from the city and what it feels to be Spider-Man. And what really gets me excited is the DLC. So the DLC is coming out, three parts of the DLC, the rest of the year. One comes out this month, and I think in the next week, I believe, is something about something on the heist with Shadow Cat, which, you know, Shadow Cat is actually in, I'm sorry, I said Shadow Cat, I don't know why I just said that, Black Cat. Black Cat is actually in the game, but it's not really in the game, just like Riddler was in Arkham City, not really in that game. But speaking of that, I do want to, since I'm in the neighborhood, I think all of us agree in this community that this Spider-Man will be the next Batman Arkham series or trilogy in the gaming world. They have already set up so many things for Spider-Man 2 on PS4. That's something that's really, really exciting to see, and I already seen it. They have two post credits on it. Now, again, if you are not a gamer and you're like, well, Justin, I don't really have a PS4, nor am I a gamer, blah, blah, guys, go to YouTube and watch the cutscenes. It's still good, okay? Or watch the full cutscene recap, so they can have some gameplay in there, so you can really appreciate it. I'm not a big gamer, but I am a appreciator of these things, especially how much time goes into it. So, great storyline. Again, a DLC. There's one dropping in October, one dropping in November, and one dropping in December. So all these things are added content with new story parts to the game, as well as characters and suits. Now, if you do not know Miles Morales, being that I'm going to stay in the Spider-Man, even though this is a Spider-Man review, I'm going to be staying in this vein. I have so much other stuff to say about the game, but I'm going to take a quick commercial break. So as my review continues, is a lot to do. As I was talking about the DLC dropping, those are big things. That's probably the most exciting thing about DLC, DLCs coming out, because new suits will be added, new features to the game will be added, new things to do in the city. One of the biggest things that we are waiting for in this community of the Spider-Man PS4 is the Game Plus feature to update it, which I'm thinking it should be this week somehow, because if the DLC is next week, it has to be sometime this week. Now, what that means is basically if you completed the game with all the powers and all the suits and all the attributes that you have locked, you can actually start the game over on hard or any level and still keep everything, and you don't have to start over. So that's something that we're actually waiting for in the community. So be on the lookout for that. The developers have already kind of confirmed that it is going to be very, very soon. So be on the lookout for that. But also, there's one thing with Venom coming out this month. They are going to release some content, and I really think that maybe they're going to be giving the black suited Spider-Man somehow, or just going to wait until Spider-Man 2. Even though that's kind of a sour, that lays sour in my mouth, again, that's something that I would wait for. So, not going to get to the spoilers just yet. Still going to give some stuff here. So all we know right now is Black Cat is going to be centered around this DLC for October. And even though that she was in the game, you don't really see her in the game. It's just you only hear her voice, as well as she introduces the black suit, this kind of like stealthy, quiet suit in a way. Which I can't remember right now. I don't think it has any powers. Which is really cool about this game is that every suit that you unlocked, which is by levels, the suit has powers, which that power is not only traced with that suit. You can actually move the suits and move the power around, basically, which is phenomenal. So that is phenomenal stuff. So again, I don't know the exact dates. I know it's pretty much all of them are in the mid of the months, but again, October, November, and December. Don't know the title about or the focus for November or December, but I really hope, and this is going to transition me into the spoilers, guys, is the some sort of Miles Morales DLC in a way where you can play with them just a little bit, because I kind of see where Spider-Man 2 is going. But let me get through my spoilers and then I'll get my predictions for Spider-Man 2. All right, so with my spoilers, guys, you're kind of taken through the Sinister Six, which you're kind of seeing that Kingpin is already at its peak. He is somewhat have his hand over the city, as well as the crime syndicate underground community. So you already see Kingpin at his peak. Also with agents, I keep on calling him Agent Zero, but Mr. Negative, if you want, I don't know why I keep on calling him Agent Zero, but it is Mr. Negative. But with Mr. Negative's rise, which is a character that does work with Aunt May. If you don't know Aunt May, it is Peter Parker's aunt. Right from the get-go, it is like action-packed, and even the trailer we saw, last year, there was some added features into it, or added little cuts there. So I'm glad that they did that. But really, to bring it all into some like a nutshell, it had some of the best endings. You do see the development and the character arc of Dr. Octavius, which is Doc Ock, which is one of the Sinister Six, because in the trailer of last year, you saw five of the Sinister Six on a rooftop just beating the crap out of Spider-Man. And then the last one to shine its light, all you saw is a light shining on Peter Parker or Spider-Man. And he said, "Oh, you," and he closed it. They closed the trailer, and you're like, "Oh man, who can it be?" Because we already knew that Osborn was in the game, but he was the mayor of New York. So we were like, "Oh man, are they gonna bring in Green Goblin? What are they gonna do?" So you were kind of guessing it. You didn't really know where it was gonna go. But as you saw the development and the character arc being established in Dr. Octavius, It was amazing. You saw Doc Ock be born. And to see where they kind of took him and develop his character was amazing. Which on the top, on the rooftop, you finally see that, you know, it is Doc Ock. Which they replaced the Lizard, which was an original Sinister Six, with Mr. Negative. So you had Electro, Dr. Octavius, Mr. Negative, Rhino, and then Scorpion, which all of them looked amazing. And again, Shocker was in there in kind of the beginning, which he kind of looked weird. And then your first boss fight is with Kingpin, and you know he's put away and all that good stuff. There is some parts where Miles Morales is introduced, which they did an amazing job with that. And the reason how he got, you saw how he got bit, which Mary Jane found a little secret science lab in Osborn's Tower, which they were testing on spiders, and a spider jumped on her jacket, which she went back into. There's another character, a character arc in the game where Miles Morales starts working for Aunt May, and now he's back where they work, where Mary Jane's back where they work, and the spider jumps off, and eventually, you know, Miles Morales gets bit. And with his body, of course, it didn't mutate or reject it. It actually mutated to it just like Peter's did. So it was really a post-credit scene where Miles Morales was sitting down Peter Parker and said basically, hey, man, I got some changes going on in my body. And he's like, oh, well, you know, talking about maturity. He was like, no, not that. And he flips onto the roof and he goes, weird, huh? And Peter Parker flips too and he goes like, no, not that weird. And so you have that. One of the most shocking things they did, like two twists, which was part of the post-credit and part of the ending, they actually killed off Aunt May. Because Aunt May, well, there was a devil's breath. There was an actual poison being released throughout the city. And with this, it actually caused a lot of New Yorkers to be ill. But Mary Jane, but Aunt May was one that got really sick. And basically, Peter had the antidote and had to decide. Now, they said one of the scientists, which is actually another Easter egg that I won't really go into, but a scientist said, hey, we can make a lot of antidotes for the rest of the city, but it's going to at least take 24 hours. Aunt May didn't have 24 hours. So Peter, which Aunt May already kind of acknowledged that she knew who Peter was. So he says, take off the mask. I want to see my nephew. And he was like, I don't know what to do. Of all the things that I've accomplished today, I don't know what to do. And Aunt May goes, of course you do. And then Aunt May, you hear the heartbeat go down. She passes away. I'm like, holy crap. I can't believe they just killed her off. And that's something that's very, very interesting to me. And I love that they did that. Even though it was a shocker, they did it. And the second post-credit scene, spoiler, was something that is going to really predict the next Spider-Man, okay? So, this is the thing. In the same science lab that the spider jumped on Mary Jane, okay, hopefully you guys are tracking with me, and I know I'm talking a lot, but this is a review. She found that there, well, basically, Mr. Osborn goes back into that same secret science lab, right? In his Osborn Tower. And the whole game, we don't know where Harry is. Harry is actually on these side missions that you can only hear him on a phone. But Harry's actually is introduced that he is sick. And he's in this this water tube. And this is the thing. They have the green liquid in there that has birthed the Hobgoblin and the Green Goblin. But also that, which is, he has cancer, which is actually keeping the cancer at bay. But this is the other thing that is very, very interesting in this post-credit scene, which you guys can all see on YouTube. For those that are not playing games, you can just watch the cutscenes. Is that he has the this is the thing, like that even though I'm talking about it, is the venom. For some reason it's not coming to me, but it's on his body, and as his father puts his hand onto the plate, the venom is attached to the glass, like it like streaks to the glass. So is that something that how Venom's going to be introduced into this universe? I don't know. I'm pretty sure that Harry Osborn won't be the Venom, won't be Venom because of the symbiote is on his body, keeping the cancer at bay. Because in the actual character arc, Eddie Brock does have cancer and it like keeps it at bay. But that's that. That is crazy. Because that was a total twist, because I really thought we were going to see the Green Goblin, which there are some Easter eggs where you do see, you know, the Goblin bombs and stuff like that in that, like some like tests of the Goblin bombs, but you do see them in there. But that's my predictions for Spider-Man 2. Now, my predictions are next. Stay tuned. All right, so my predictions for Spider-Man 2 on PS4, which is probably going to be a few years down the road. I wouldn't be surprised if it was sooner, but that would be amazing if it was sooner. But here is my predictions for Spider-Man 2 PS4. I think it would be a cool feature that Spider-Man and Miles Morales will be in this game, that they're both simultaneously being played. Now, in the game, in this game, the Spider-Man PS4, Spider-Man 1, you actually play as Miles Morales, but not Spider-Man. He's just like you. It's the same kind of feature as you play as Mary Jane. It's pretty much more being secretive and you know, walking around, not being seen and stuff like that. Nothing like he's not Spider-Man yet. But I think going into Spider-Man PS2, that you know, Miles Morales will actually be have maybe a couple, maybe 6 months to a year or two as Spider-Man, Peter Parker training him and all that kind of stuff. I think that'd be really, really awesome to see that feature where you can actually play as Spider-Man Peter Parker and Spider-Man Miles Morales. Now, if this is all new to you and say, whoa, holy crap, I didn't know there was two Spider-Mans. Yes, there is actually unlimited Spider-Mans if you are into the Spider-Verse, which, innocent plug, Spider-Man intro, I think it's into or intro to the Spider-Verse by Sony Animation drops this December, I think, which that's probably at all the movies that are coming out this year or this, you know, holiday season. That's the only one that I'm really, really amped up for. So please be sure to listen to the episode I did earlier this morning on Warner Brothers. That's the reason why. that's totally shade. Like that's purposely right there. But that is my prediction for Spider-Man PS2. That'd be really, really cool to see that. And I'm thinking with the Spider-Man, what am I talking about? With the Venom, yeah, you know what I'm talking about. I just brain farted there. But I think we're going to be introduced with Venom, not as Harry, but for somehow, you know, it's going to leak out into, I guess they'll probably introduce Eddie Brock somehow, and we're going to see, just as we saw Miles Morales develop and grow into that, as well as Dr. Octavius, which none of these characters did die. You know, Octavius knows who Peter is at the end of the game, and we're going to see that arc as well. So so much potential to come with Spider-Man PS2, which when this game comes out, it is probably going to be another game of the year, as this one's going to be. A lot of copies have been sold, probably record-breaking copies been sold. Everybody is just loving this game. I am at 97% of trophy accomplishment on PS4. So I'm not really big on game footage and all that kind of stuff and putting that out. I don't really have a good following for that. I don't really do that, but please go on YouTube and watch the cutscenes. So for right now, that's somewhat of my predictions on the PS4. We're probably going to be seeing a lot more spider suits until up until December or the new year. And even maybe some more, probably there will be more DLC to come out in the following year or two. So be on the lookout for that, as well as the new feature I didn't really go over to, the City Never Sleeps, which the city really constantly does missions, that constantly does side missions, crimes, and all that good stuff. So go, guys, get PS4. If you're a parent listening, get PS4 Spider-Man for your kids this year, this season, this holiday, this Christmas. Amazing stuff. So we're probably going to be hitting a lot of Spider-Man stuff. Before this ends, guys, I know this is a very long episode and this is all about reviewing, but I did want to talk about basically a tweet that just released today, right now, probably within 15 minutes of doing this episode, of Spider-Man Far From Home updates. And that is next. So on to some Spider-Man Far From Home. If you guys have just heard about this, that is the sequel to Spider-Man Homecoming. It's going to be called Far From Home, which is going to be very, very interesting. If I might add that it is going to be the spearhead into Phase 4 or Cosmic Phase, the new Cosmic Phase of Marvel, of MCU, right after Avengers 4, which Avengers 4 is wrapping up and finishing it right now. I thought it was reshoots. I was trying to get in there with set work, but they are looking for very, very particular kind of people. So with that being said, it is Spider-Man Far From Home. Some good, important, big news. There was some go-arounds. A lot of people have been doing on Twitter, YouTube, you name it. They're all been saying, oh, we don't know. They're still trying to confirm Jake Gyllenhaal as Mysterio. We already know that the main villain will be Mysterio, and this will be the movie that is going to be building up into the Sinister Six. Now, the Sinister Six will be a little bit different. They're going to be tailoring it a little bit wrong. We already know that Scorpion, at the post-credit scene of Homecoming, was the one that was talking to Michael Keaton, Vulture. So we already have three, being that it's Mysterio. All we need is three more other characters, which they might be having some Easter eggs there in the film as well. So we already have that. But now there is some footage that was released the past couple days, and one that was just released 20 minutes ago, that we actually saw footage of a black suited Spider-Man, but we already been confirmed that it is a stealth. Now, if you remember from Homecoming, there is a stealth mode in the suit, which I think he unlocked it in this one. So it's not the black suited Venom Spider-Man, but it is a black suited stealth one. So pretty much that is the one we saw without any CG on it. So again, this is real footage that is being sent into Twitter and all that kind of stuff. It's nothing that had been, tampered with through the production studios and CG and all that stuff. But one of the biggest things I wanted to add really, really quickly is Jake Gyllenhaal is confirmed. Why? Because there is footage of him in the Mysterio costume. He looks totally awesome. I am super excited about this. It looks like they were filming some of the last scenes of the film. Now, again, this is being filmed all around the world. One, it was Paris, one, it was London, all these places. But that is some good news to update you guys. Now, this is the thing, guys. Captain Marvel is going to be in March. And if the Russo brothers stay to it, it's going to be Avengers 4 in April. And pretty much Spider-Man Far From Home around May or June. That's crazy. That is really, really crazy. And that's pretty much going to segue us into the cosmic phase. The new cosmic phase of Marvel, which everything will go down in the Avengers 4. So that is another news. That is other things to talk about. There's so much other theories to talk about that. But I will put this in. I have discussed this with some other people, but I will be talking about some new theories in the next couple of episodes. So again, I know this was a long episode. It was all about somewhat Spider-Man. Guys, please go watch those cutscenes on YouTube on Spider-Man PS4, as well as go look at those photos on the Spider-Man Far From Home. A good plug there. Go follow MCU tweets on Twitter. Really, really good account. Also, go to comingsoon.net. That is actually a website that I follow religiously for the past 6 to 7 years. They have always been there to update us with all good stuff. So, a lot of good stuff coming out, guys. A lot of good TV and films are coming out. I'm really looking forward to the holiday season. It's going to be a really another great holiday season. Well, last year sucked because, you know, Justice League. But again, Thor Ragnarok made up for it. But yes, we have a really great holiday season of films, guys. Please, before you stop listening to this, go subscribe to my podcast. I know I've been off for a little bit, but I'm trying to come back with a lot of good content for you guys. So a lot of inner details from the set industry. But go follow me and subscribe me on any podcast outlet. Doesn't matter if you have an Android or iPhone, we won't judge you. Go subscribe to any podcast anywhere you can podcasts are found. But come on over to the Anchor app, guys. It's a new app, Anchor. It's been out maybe for 2 years, maybe around there, where you can actually do podcasts yourself. So please head on over, favorite it, but also start your podcast. Whatever you need to talk about, whatever you're wanting to do, start it now, guys. It's very easy to do stuff like this now in this age. But before you do it, favorite my channel and hit that talk back button. Give me your reviews on Spider-Man PS4, what you think, and also the new news on Spider-Man Far From Home. All right, guys, I've been talking enough. My mouth's dry. I need water. All right, guys, stay awesome and have a great day.